You're listening to the Staffing at Tiffany's Experience, behind the scenes of household staff.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Staffing at Tiffany's Experience. I am your host, president and founder of Staffing at Tiffany's, Tiffany Kinder, with my co-host, Andrea Brudig. Today, we have a great guest, Joni Beig. So welcome, Joni.
Thank you for having me.
Joni is a graduate and intern of the International Butler Academy, and we're very excited to have her as our guest speaker to talk a little bit about the modern day butler versus traditional butler roles and what we're seeing in the industry in the butler area at this time.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And we were just talking about this role, the modern day butler versus the traditional butler. And that's why I wanted you on the podcast today, because I think a lot of people really find this fascinating and people just don't know what this whole title is or how it works. So I thought maybe you could just kind of start off by what inspired you to pursue a career in like the modern day butler world and also attend the academy.
Well, I actually fell into this career as a teenager. I was started to work in the theater, and my first real job was a wardrobe mistress for a rock group. So I ended up living and traveling the world extensively for 25 years as a wardrobe mistress, personal assistant, valet, then chef. And I had latter afterwards had transitioned from entertainment into private service, where I had taken on a role as house manager, assistant, personal assistant, and chef. And the irony is the roles mirror themselves, a different industry, different title, almost the same work in its entirety, with the exception of working at a venue or working within a private residence, traveling it. So my work the same. So why I decided to go to the International Butler Academy, I'd come to know quite a few formerly trained butlers in my career, to include TEBA graduates. And I was a couple of years ago, I started writing articles, and I had learned and discovered the role of a butler and a house manager are pretty much interchangeable. There was a lot of heat back then on this hybrid role, which everyone was kind of a little bit down on, and to include myself in supporting this. And so I wanted to become a little bit more engaged in it, explore, evolve it, write about it, and actually go to the Butler Academy. The truth is, it's not a hybrid role. It's just an interchangeable role with a lot of responsibilities, to include administrative, staffing, recruiting, vendor management, hands-on work, being that single point person to do the real live requests of your principals, wardrobe management, cooking, chauffeuring, walking the dog. I mean, it's pretty much
endless, right?
it's endless. But so I started out, and then I learned, my God, I'm a butler. I didn't even know this is what a modern day butler is doing. And the different, and I want to say that when you say traditional, old schooler, the butlers decades ago had multiple different titles, where they head butler, footman,
valet,
right? And they're sort of like the varying degrees of us in private service and our roles in the home as well. I feel like the only real difference is I don't go to work in my tailcoat, my morning coat. I'm still engaging in all those activities and responsibilities. And so
a lot of people, that's kind of what you envision when you hear butler, the tailcoat, the hand behind the back, you know, answering the door, having the silver platter of like, you know, refreshments or, you know, things like that. But it's really, I mean, could you explain like to our listeners how, because that really was like more of that traditional butler.
Yes. And that still exists today. And it's also very more common than you think it is. And again, this butler role is changing, where it's becoming very traditional, like more old school, right? The butler that you're talking about wears the tailcoat and is heavily engaged in almost only services, where their role is to manage the china cabinet, the butler's pantry, and serve meals, greet guests. They're very almost food service oriented. They work very closely and directly with the chef, the head chef, and, you know, the family's table setting and service. So not engaging in other activities or management roles or other hands-on roles in the home. And then you have my role, the interchangeable role, we're providing concierge services as well as the high administrative level of house and estate management. And then we have those other butler, the other butler roles too, where there are a lot of them, and it really depends on the geography, the country, and they're traveling butlers or a lady in waiting. They're heavily engaged in packing, unpacking, and traveling, international travel, and doing more work like personal assistance. But they are butlers, and they're trained in such a way with a certain sort of poise and etiquette and protocols for packing and unpacking, traveling, and meeting and greeting, depending on the culture of residence, the nationalities, country that they're working in. It's pretty intense. I could go on forever. I'm just trying to share a couple with you. Having so many butler friends that are working in, for example, Florida Hamptons, whatever, their roles as butlers are entirely different than my friends and my colleagues that are working in Europe, in the Middle East, and in Asia, Southeast Asia, and different than the ones that are working in Austin, Texas. Okay, that's another one. This hospitality, concierge services, right? A lot of the roles that are being placed in certain homes and cultures of residence are requiring the need of a butler, but they're changed. The title is head of hospitality, concierge. They really want somebody to be there to deliver those real live requests. You know, 9 p.m. running to go get some Haagen-Dazs or an airport run. Wheels up in 4 hours. We're going to Tokyo for 4 weeks. Pack my bags. I mean, some 7 people are coming over for dinner. We just have absolutely no idea. And that's it. It is your job to be of service. And let me share with you a quote. Maybe this will explain it. What is a butler? A butler is providing an extraordinary service one may not recognize but cannot live without. And if you could just hear that for a minute, what does that say?
It says it all. And I can tell you really have a passion for this.
I do. I love it. I love it. I just don't know any other.
Tell me about your time at the International Butler Academy. First, you became a graduate, and then I think you went back as an intern. And were they both in the same location? And what locations were they?
Okay, so I was a student at TIBA, the International Butler Academy, in the Netherlands, that sits right on the border of Germany and Belgium. Those beautiful landscapes. And what an opportunity to go. TIBA, the curriculum is partially academic, but mostly hands-on, where you're actively in the role of head butler, assistant butler, chef, sous chef, executive housekeeper. I mean, every role that you could imagine on an estate or at an embassy or in a palace or something like that, you are living, breathing, physically working. It was brutal, probably the hardest job I've ever had. And in a 135 room, 80,000 square foot estate on 11 acres, we were working interior, exterior, chef. So if I could describe for you a day in our life in educating while there was curriculum, you engaged physically as if you were working. It was a working school. But the best part of it, I want to say, were the events and getting ready and the planning for the events, like a 6-course meal that would take us 3 days, thousands of pieces of cutlery, silver, china, crystal, the tablescapes, and the ballet of service. I don't know if you've ever seen the ballet of service, synchronized butlers entering a room, whether you come in single cross, double, triple. It's like, for me, it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen or had the pleasure to engage in and serve in such synergy with your team. But absolutely fantastic.
How long was that program?
The program is 10 weeks. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So in addition to the academics, which are heavily administrative, social, protocol, etiquette, class, iron, you know, everything. And then the roles that you have within a home or private residence. There were also a lot of outside activities where you engaged and went to five-star hotels, palaces, embassies, designer shoe places like Cristofi, Champagne. You know, we got to go to the places that where we would actually engage in business with. Most of us have already done that. But it's really nice to see it on another cycle or another end, even if those of us have experience working with private aviation and yachts or, you know, jewelers. It's so intensive and well worth every minute, second, or hour. And I can also say that they were 9, 10, 12, 27 hours a day, depending on what was going on.
You and I are connected through LinkedIn, and I had the pleasure of seeing some of your posts during your time that you were there, and others that I have connections with as well through LinkedIn. And I thoroughly enjoy seeing the footage and the photos, because obviously the International Butler Academy allows videos and photos, and they allow their students and interns to post, because I could really feel as if I was in the room. And so that, I watched that journey a little bit with you and a couple others that are in my connections. And I just thought it was so interesting. So I'm very glad that you were able to make the time to be on our podcast today. Can you share some insights into the training and experience that you gained from the Butler Academy and that have proven invaluable in your career?
Okay, I could start with, I want to say that much of what I really wanted to go there were for the attributes that I do not have, which are the poise and the grace. I needed a little bit more of that. Also, the communication, what we learn in communication and engaging with and doing things a little bit differently if you're changing the culture of residence that you're working with and how you're greeting your guests, incoming or outgoing guests, or the letters that you're writing on behalf of your principal, the lady of the house, just that kind of thing. It was protocol and etiquette were one of the things that I wanted to learn. Also, I really wanted to learn a lot more about housekeeping and executive housekeeping. I was never formally trained. I just fell into this. But I wanted to learn that from the perspective of somebody who's actually training you. And that was priceless. What they taught you about how to work or engage in your body or for longevity or the equipment and how to sweep a room and zone, it was brilliant. I wanted to learn that, as well as time and action plans for major massive events, which I've done my history of my career all over the world, but very differently, right? It's also the service, because I do that now. I've never done that, and I act as the chef in the home that I am in, and obviously anywhere that I've ever worked, entertaining. There were some things that I really wanted to learn and know, and I love them. I love butler service. Frenchings and silver service. I love carrying that tray to the table, individually serving. And things that I did years ago when I was trained in hospitality, I worked at Waldorf Astoria, New York Hilton, places like that, where you walk through the dining room with a flaming baked Alaska, or you tableside service at a Gerardon, right? That kind of thing.
Oh, lovely.
Water, wine, bread, pouring, things that nobody ever formally trained me. And I came from a house where we had servers and stuff. I wanted to know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know how to do it, not tell you how to do it.
That's so interesting. We have a lot of clients that have the, you know, smart homes now, but they didn't really go there with that.
Yes. Now here's the thing, obviously Europe, right? This was what I thought was really weird. So the modern technology, they're not really teaching you about the modern technology and the smart home and that capacity like that, which we're using with our ITAV versus the online usage of your time and action plans and the spreadsheets that you're using for your accounting and budgeting and letters, kind of a different type of on an administrative level, but not on a technology level, because most of the homes just don't have that, don't have the technology. But it is part of the curriculum, and they take you to one of the most fantastic places. In fact, it was probably one of my favorite field trips. So when you're on the back end side too, and you're in there, and home theater, security, other technology, things that we're all used to here with our Lutron and Sonos and
oh yeah, definitely.
It's part of the curriculum. The mansion doesn't have the technology.
Okay.
And then, you know what's really funny? A lot of the students that come there actually come from, I'll just say, royal families or other palaces. They're already in these roles like myself, but they're coming to train again. And the teachers, well, they were previous worked in these embassies or palaces. But back to the technology thing, it's funny how they're working for the royalty and they're not learning technology either.
That's interesting.
Maybe a few apps on your phone, but definitely not a lot of those home systems. Maybe very few people in the roles, like security.
Walk our listeners through a day. Like what could a day look like as a modern day butler?
Well, a previous article I wrote for one of our private service communities, I wanted to describe a day in my life. And so I'm going to look at this, for example. My day, I would start by doing, in my free time too, by the way, I do a calendar check where I check check all my emails, my Amazon returns, my tasks, anything like that. I probably look at a lot of the apps on my camera, check on the pool, the gate, whatever, immediately upon arriving at the house. That is where I usually meet and greet the family or the pets. Another one of my primary roles is taking care of the pets. So it really depends on where we are, if I can walk them because of the heat. Or I do some of my administrative work where I go back once I'm in the house and I check on my calendar alerts. I meet the other in-home staff. We usually have a morning briefing, you know, where I meet the other staff, the housekeeper, laundress, or the groundsman, the lady of the house, or the mister. And then we talk about the day, incoming, outgoing, guest arrivals, the calendar. This may happen every day or on a weekly basis. And I immediately go to the bed and bathroom. The history of my career, I will always go to the bed and bath first. So I tidy that up. I go through the vanities, his and hers wardrobe. I will always start laundry. Then I proceed with the rest of the day, tidying up, cleaning, walking through, doing my house check, perimeter check. It really depends on what I have to do, errands that I'm running, provisioning, or cooking. I have days, certain days where I'm actually cooking.
Are you a trained chef, Shoni?
I am. I did go to culinary school, but I started my career as a wardrobe mistress as a teenager in the music business. My second year while we were traveling in Europe, the British boy band, that rock group that I was working for, hated the food. And so I ended up having to cook. So I ended up part of my, in addition to being the wardrobe mistress, the wardrobe girl, every day I would go out, no matter where I was in the world, I could be in the middle, anywhere in the world, I would be met by a runner or somebody, and we would go out and I would drop off laundry, I'd do all my shopping. I go back to the venue and I'd set up the most beautiful buffet or whatever, little things in the dressing room for the band when they came to the venue to do their sound check. We always had catering that did breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the crew. But during the show, in between my quick changes and whatever, I was going out to one of the buses and cooking their after-show meal as a teenager.
Wow.
And so it became my job. And then again, like this, anybody who hired me thereafter forever while I was hired as a wardrobe mistress, they knew I cooked. I cooked for everybody that I worked for. And then I really liked cooking. I couldn't stay out of the kitchen. So I went to culinary school 15 years in. Then I went to work as a chef in the motion picture industry, worked for a few specific directors, went out and did a couple movies. And then I went back to the music business. And so I kind of migrated between the music and motion picture industry as wardrobe mistress, personal assistant, and chef and for 25 years until I started my career in private service. But I was cooking 15 years before I went to culinary school.
Wow, you just have so many talents. That's amazing.
I'm just passionate.
I can tell. And I love that. And we are too. This industry is so fascinating and we're so passionate about it. The theme is how can we please you? How can we make your day easier? And when you have that servant heart, truly,
right,
then you just love this industry. Every day is different. Every day is new and looking for ways to serve. And it's so interesting. And I can just...
So blessed.
Yeah. It's the best. For this industry, you know, there's so many different names. We kind of touched about this in the beginning. It's interchangeable. And so when we have clients today contacting us, we just really focus on what duties do you want? Because we can't just pigeonhole anymore, because this modern day butler is definitely back.
Yeah.
There's estate managers, there's household managers, there's, you know, executive housekeepers and valets and laundress and wardrobe management. But like you said,
it's one job.
It can be one job. And
it is.
I guess, is that what we're really saying modern day butler is?
Yeah, it's really funny you say this because, for example, the role that I'm in today, well, I never saw the job description or the post. An agency came to me where another agent was seeking somebody in this very unique role.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I have somebody, and he recommended myself. And I looked at the job description, but the title said estate manager. I'm like, this is not an estate manager's job. I mean, I looked at it. It was a heavily hands-on domestic role, and with wardrobe management, cooking, light housekeeping, but the same thing, and it really depends on the culture of residence. And I'm going to share the article that I wrote with you about it, because I think you'll like it. I'm going to send it to you. You can either be a butler. It really depends on the culture of residence, the size of the home and the family, whether you can be in the role of a butler and some butling roles, versus the type of a butler role that I'm in, that a lot of people are looking for when it comes to a single individual or a couple or a family with one child. And it depends on the culture of residence, the other assisted staff, the size of the home, and their family dynamics. Because I'm able to be in a hybrid role with these responsibilities, which is sustainable because of the culture of residence. And you know that old saying, what percentage of the job is your job? 100%. What happened to that philosophy or more people kind of shaming hybrid roles? You can't be a house manager, cook, and whatever. Yes, you can. And I will forever be unapologetic about it, but it's still the role of a butler. And you can go to the International Guild of Butlers website, look at it, even decades back, and how they're progressing and how they're writing and rewriting and talking about this butler role, what it always has been and what it is today. It's a service role.
Right.
One, throughout the day, I'm doing wardrobe management, light housekeeping, walking the dog, cooking. I'm paying admin days and hours. I'm provisioning. I'm accounting.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Usually there's always housekeeping staff as well, correct?
I have housekeepers, three.
Right. Okay.
Yes, but we still, it really depends, because on the size of the home, the privacy, the days of the week, but that's the good part about this concierge services that I provide in my role, because I'm only doing light housekeeping, but I'm before or after the housekeeper on days, and on our days, I love what I do. I turn down a bed. If you see my closets, my wardrobe management, it's different.
Yeah. Art to it.
So they get the benefits of a laundress and a housekeeper and a cook and a dog walker, but somebody who's the quarterback for the family. I also work and assist with the estate management and the multiple properties and homes, because we have fractional management and things like that. I would be the one to do the pre-arrivals and the closing, come back. So I work in synergy with fractional management. I'm still managing multiple properties, but I can really give my family the attention that they need and the stealth service that they want.
That's so great.
I really like the quote that you gave us, or slogan. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you with a slogan that I think applies here very much. So to me, I think this applies. Do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
That's right. You can say that again.
That is so true. Let's close by, what kind of advice, Joni, would you give to aspiring butlers or lifestyle managers looking to enter this field?
Okay, two things. If you're transitioning into the role because you've been working in private service, you've been already working in private service within a private residence, or maybe you're working in hospitality in a different role, but you want to transition into the sole role of butler, then you have some history of experience and something to go by. I always believe in finding a mentor, finding somebody like me. And I am a mentor too, by the way.
Oh, great.
Because I would just jump lightly into definitely this role, because it is a what everybody else calls a hybrid role. And it does take a lot of organizational skills, but it's not for the lighthearted, I wouldn't say. And I do think it takes years of experience and for having had already been in multiple roles, because you will be engaging in multiple roles and ever changing and evolving constantly. There's also quite a bit of management, vendor and staff management involved in it. I want to say, just get a mentor, really think it out.
Or you could enter the Butler School.
Now, Matt, I wouldn't say that Butler School, like culinary school, sets you up to go into homework as a butler. No, because you still have to go and physically engage in it until you can do it. Butlers, as I said, are going to Butler schools. And I see them come in and we're working in private homes for how many years? And I can't believe that some of the things that we don't know or that we learn, so you can never stop learning. But I believe that you have to start somewhere and work as an assistant or family assistant. I think a lot of people are already in the role and they don't know that they are. But if you've never worked in private service, but in hospitality, and you think you want to work in a private residence, you probably have a really, obviously, really good chance of being extremely successful. And I want to say that is because I have to admit, the hotel, because of living, having traveled the world extensively for 25 years, living in that hotels and all over the world, hotel and yachting staff, they're skilled. And they do come with those graces that we don't have. That a lot of us, and they also have that mindset, that work ethic, that 20, they understand change. And I say go for it, but maybe get involved in some private service, professional networks, groups, forums, start making friends with people and find a mentor and ask to come train.
Well, thank you so much. Joni, we just really appreciate you and all of your vast knowledge and passion for the industry.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for being on our podcast. And
you too.
Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Staffing at Tiffany's Experience. Please share our podcast and stay tuned for more episodes. Visit us at staffingattiffanys.com.